Welcome to the Friday, August the 2nd episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our very first episode of the 2024-2025 school year. My mother will be extremely excited. She listens to these every Sunday. I hope you have the opportunity to listen as well. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Well, this weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. For our new listeners, be sure to answer the trivia question each week for a chance to win a Jeans Day for you and your team. And you never know, we may throw in some extra special surprises here and there. Well, all right, let's dive into the highlights from an incredible first week of school in this 24-25 school year. This past Monday, we were able to bring all of our staff together, about 2,400 strong, into the gymnasium at Ben Davis High School for our opening day ceremony. We were kicked off by a wonderful presenting of colors with our Ben Davis Junior ROTC students. They came in a couple days early, followed by an absolutely amazing national anthem sung by ninth grade center teacher Mark Brown. Part of our efforts as we are working towards becoming a Purple Star District. Matter of fact, as we talk about Purple Star Districts representing and honoring our veterans, it was wonderful to see the sea of purple in the Ben Davis High School gymnasium. And everybody was treated to a little bit of a treat. Something we haven't done for several years, but thank goodness our administrators are able to work in their buildings and in their offices because they don't dance very well, and we saw that to Beyonce's This Ain't Texas. Well, also, we concluded by an absolutely wonderful message, and we want to thank, again, our keynote, Jimmy McMillian from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, working for the Penske organization, and what an amazing story he shared. I know it resonated with so many of our staff. Just a great way to kick off the year. And on Wednesday, our first day of school with students, we had an absolutely wonderful first day of students. We did not lose any students, so that's always a plus when we are having our first day, especially those little kindergartners that are trying to find their way to and from school. So congratulations to our transportation department and everyone who made sure that our students not only got to school safely, but we got home safely. Well, we also had an opportunity to meet a new longest-serving certified employee here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Many know him and have known him for a long time. Some met him for the first time at our opening day, and today he is our guest. I am thrilled to death to have one of our teachers here at Ben Davis High School, our only Latin teacher at Ben Davis High School, Bill Gilmartin, longest-serving classified employee of 45 years. Welcome, Mr. Gilmartin.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, you know, you were able to get that jersey that has the number one on the back of it. Did you know that was coming? Did you know you were you'd moved up to first?
I did not know that. So that came to me as quite a shock. And walking down there to the applause of my colleagues was a very uplifting experience. And I was thinking, I don't know when I'm going to be able to wear that jersey. It comes down to my knees.
Usually at opening day is about one of the few times. It does have your name on it, so you can't give it away.
Right.
But what an exciting accomplishment, especially in today's society. We talk about this teacher shortage, and we talk about teachers moving around. What has compelled you to be at Ben Davis for such a long period of time in your career, 45 years?
Yeah, and there have been so many changes to the school and to the district as a whole since I came here in 1979. But I found a home here. And, you know, my passion is teaching. My passion is teaching Latin and related courses like etymology. And I was able to do that here. I had come from a very homogeneous first 4 years of teaching up in Minnesota. Everybody was blonde, blue-eyed, Lutheran, and farmer's kids.
Yeah.
When I got here, the diversity reminded me of my own roots in New York City, where it was where I grew up. So I love the diversity and the different students, the way they interact with each other. I just felt very comfortable in this environment. And I've continued to feel comfortable through all the changes for all these years, and there have been many.
Excellent. That's fascinating. So my wife actually started her teaching career in Minnesota. My brother lives in St. Paul, actually is a teacher in St. Paul. My wife taught just outside of St. Paul in Minneapolis-St. Paul in a town called Burnsville. Where in Minneapolis were you?
I was in Moorhead.
Moorhead, yeah.
Moorhead, which is a twin city with Fargo,
absolutely.
North Dakota. You actually lived in West Fargo,
and
then Fargo, and then would cross the Red River every day driving to school, both a junior high and a high school.
Yeah.
And then drive back again to
so
Fargo.
So you're very familiar with the joke about Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea going up the Red River because it flows north, in which one of them said, how far go? The other one said, Moorhead.
Oh, that's so bad.
It is horrible. One of the first times my wife saw me. So she's from Grand Forks, North Dakota. So we, of course, go through Moorhead and Fargo and turn north on 29 and head on up to Grand Forks. But what a wonderful part of the country.
It is. It's very flat, quite different from the West.
You know, people ask me all the time, do you go skiing? Do you, what kinds of things do you do? Well, the Black Hills and certainly the west part of the Dakotas, both South and North Dakota, are vastly different than the east, that eastern side, and of course the western side of Minnesota.
One thing I was able to brag about to friends who are not familiar with the area is that I could actually cross the Mississippi on foot, because the headwaters of the Mississippi are up that way, and you can actually, up to your ankles, you can cross the Mississippi.
Yes,
walking on water,
the muddy Mississippi. That's right. That's what an amazing story. So. You started there. What brought you to Minneapolis or to Minnesota, to Moorhead?
I'd gone up there originally in 76 at the request of a professor that I knew at Michigan, where I was doing my graduate work.
Yeah.
And they were desperate for a new Latin teacher. The former Latin teacher was quite elderly, and she finally decided to retire. And I took over the program, and I built it up. Quite substantially.
Mm-hmm.
But at the high school, I had an administration that had counted on pretty much on letting Latin go.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of resistance to my coming in and taking that position. And after 4 years of kind of struggling with the administration to keep the program, we had just had a baby. And I said, I can't be this tentative.
Sure.
We need some kind of security.
Well, right.
So decided it was time to move. And interviewed in West Virginia, up in Kaiser, up in the hills.
Yep.
Interviewed in Wyoming.
Okay.
Pretty
desolate.
Yeah. And I was looking for, the kind of wildlife. I was looking for, out there in the boonies. My wife at the time was from... Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Detroit, and she wanted a city.
Okay.
So when I came to interview here at Indianapolis, it was sort of like the best of both worlds. Right here, Indianapolis at that time in 79 had a nice downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It was just growing. I got the Colts in and everything. And yet you could drive out in, 5 minutes in any direction, and you're out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Avon was nothing but a farmer's market.
Right.
Like
yeah.
And so we decided to settle here in Indianapolis. So you've got Chicago, you've got Cincinnati, and Indianapolis was an up-and-coming city. And then you have the country that's not far away.
Yeah. Wow, who would have thought 45 years ago that this would be where you would be in 2024?
Right.
So you talk about, it's interesting, you talk about Latin struggling in the 70s. And Latin is one of those foreign languages that when people think about taking a foreign language, Latin is not the top language that comes to mind. So how have you made your program so successful here at Ben Davis High School over that period of time?
Well, initially, and I would always hear this from people, you get the top students.
Mm.
You get the students who are going to be lawyers and doctors, and you get all the top 30. And that was pretty much the case when I started.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, and there have been changes in the district. There were shifts in emphasis on math and science. And as the Latin teachers at the other schools, and last one being Fulton, retired, they weren't replaced.
Mm.
So suddenly my 4-year program became a 3-year program.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, the demand for Spanish, understandably, has skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers started decreasing. But if we go back to the heyday, one of the things I like to do is combine the academic and the scholastic part with a very active Latin club. So we had activities like we would go to Turkey Run and go canoeing. Mm-hmm. We went down there are different ski resorts in Indiana at the time. Mm-hmm. And we would take the students skiing. It would be their first time on skis.
Paoli Peaks and other places, yeah.
They'd be their first time on horseback. We would have all these social functions. Mm-hmm. And there was a real sense of community. And when students heard that what was going on outside of the classroom as well as inside, you know, our enrollment grew.
And there isn't technically a Latin club now, correct?
No, well, no, there's not.
But every time we have top 30, about half of them say they're the president of the Latin club. That's on there.
Is that right?
That's one of the things they like to write down as one of their accolades. We always kind of chuckle about that. So even though the club doesn't live on, it does live on in their minds, and they love associating themselves with the Latin club.
I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah.
So I mentioned top 30. You were the first one in Ben Davis High School's history, dating back to the beginning of Ben Davis High School, the first one to actually receive a Senior Choice Award, which is selected. It's an award given by the senior class. You were chosen as one of their most influential teachers, the person who made the biggest difference in their lives. First one to get it 30 times. Tell me about that. That's out of 45 years receiving that more than 30 times, what an incredible accomplishment.
Well, I attribute that more to age, because we've got up-and-coming teachers here who are wonderful with the students, brilliant, influential, sure, love the kids, and they're going to be receiving it 20, 30 times as long as they last. So,
sure.
So age has something to do with it.
Sure. But, yes and. There have also been absolutely amazing teachers. We could go off and name amazing teachers that you've worked with during your period of time here, some of which have been here for more than 40 years, more than 30 years for sure, but have not been selected for 30 times as the teacher, the individual who made the biggest difference in a child's life. That's just an absolutely incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to respond
to
that.
Your humility coming out.
I mean, I love the students.
Yeah,
I mean,
and they love you.
That's one of the reasons why I'm able to teach for as long as I have. Yeah. I'm doing something. As I think what was pointed out during our beginning of the year convocation, mm-hmm, was, you know, true success is doing what you love to do.
Yes.
Loving what you're doing.
Yes.
And I've been blessed in that sense to have gotten into education when I did.
Yes.
And I've been happy to stay there.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding, very fulfilling. And I enjoy the kids. And I like to feel that, you know, they enjoy being in my class.
Well, definitely evident by the honors, the accolades, and certainly the respect that you've earned. One of the things we like to do as we get ready to wrap up our interview is ask our guests what they like to do when they're not teaching or when they're not working at school. And teaching has become increasingly more demanding. There are a lot of things that are being asked of teachers to do that we didn't used to ask teachers to do. The stress level, the expectations certainly have risen. What do you do outside of school to help keep you grounded, to help keep you with that love for teaching that gives you whatever balance looks like?
I do have certain activities that I like to do. I like to construct crossword puzzles. That's one of my goals.
Oh, wow.
Is to get something in the Times.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but doing word games and logic puzzles, those are things that I really enjoy. I do like getting out and hiking.
Yep.
We're very close to Eagle Creek Park. We can walk there.
Absolutely.
My wife encouraged me to invest in kayaks.
Oh, yeah.
So just this couple weeks ago, we were out kayaking in Eagle Creek and got to see a bald eagle land in a tree just yards away.
Wow.
So getting out into nature is definitely something that helps keep me grounded.
Well, Mr. Gilmartin, certainly want to thank you for being our first guest on this 2024-2025 Briefings with Butts podcast. You're such an inspiration, and deeply appreciate you taking the time to be our first guest. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor.
Just a couple reminders. Be sure to complete your Safe Schools training by August the 31st. That's the Vector email that you receive, Vector training email that you see. Make sure to check your spam just in case it went to that account instead of to your inbox. Once you click on that email, it will outline for you the steps to complete your safety training requirements. Also, don't forget to make a pledge for education by signing up to make a staff payroll donation to the Wayne Township Education Foundation. 100% of these donations are awarded back to teachers to create new student experiences. We've included a link to submit your donation in this week's message. And again, a reminder, make sure you click on that trivia button and answer our trivia question to be selected for next week's Jeans Day for our upcoming podcast. Well, coming up tomorrow, Saturday, August the 3rd, the Gateway Gallop, formerly Flapjacks 5K, organized by Indy Gateway, the Economic Development Corporation here on the west side, to support our trails. And by the way, we are so close to seeing the B&O Trail just north of Ben Davis High School, just south of 21st Street, connecting Hendricks County at Raceway Road all the way to Speedway. And that's what this race helps to support. So come on out Saturday, tomorrow, August the 3rd, Gateway Gallop, formerly the Flapjacks 5K, starts here at Ben Davis High School in Wayne Township at 8 a.m. Also, mark your calendar for next Thursday, August the 8th, which is our district's appreciation day for our transportation office manager, our bus drivers, and our bus aides. We know how critical they are. They're the first ones to see our students in the morning and the last ones to see them many times as they get off the bus to go home. So make sure next Thursday, August the 8th, to say thank you to our drivers, our aides, and our transportation staff. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision that we started a year ago, adopted by our school board, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.